KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's 3 degrees above zero. We look for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high of 18, winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill around 15 degrees below zero at times. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The snow and wind that accompanied it Wednesday made for near whiteout conditions at times, and road surfaces polished to a thin sheen of ice. Council Bluffs Police Department said they were only responding to injury accidents or crashes involving disabled vehicles on the roadway Wednesday. There were other numerous accidents, but as of this morning, no reports of serious injuries. Red Oak Police say there was a collision that took place a little before 6 p.m. Wednesday. Authorities say a 2019 Nissan Altima driven by 45-year-old Jeanette Eggers of Red Oak was traveling south on North Broadway and at the intersection with West Oak Street in the turning lane, waiting to turn east onto Oak Street when the stoplight was red. A 2012 Buick Regal driven by 18-year-old Kevin McClurg of Red Oak was traveling south on North Broadway. And as McClurg approached the intersection, he braked, but his car began to slide on the icy roadway. The Buick, registered to Leonard McClurg of Red Oak, struck the rear of the Nissan, causing a total of $2,000 damage. There were no injuries and no citations issued. The Iowa Supreme Court has ordered a review for a possible new trial in a Cass County case. The rulings of the district court applied too strict of a standard in determining whether 29-year-old Patrick Barrett Jr. should get a new trial after being convicted of second-degree sexual abuse. Barrett had appealed his conviction, saying that he should have been allowed to use the victim's mental health and counseling records in his defense. The Supreme Court reversed the district's court's denial and ordered the lower court to review the use of mental health evidence based on standards the Supreme Court says are appropriate. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports a Creston man, 26-year-old Kevin Anthony Harden, was arrested around 1:30 a.m. Wednesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Harden was taken into custody on the authority of a Union County warrant charging him with failure to appear. He was later released on a $300 bond. A man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced last week on a drug charge in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court. 48-year-old James Michael Willett, Sr. of Council Bluffs, was sentenced on December 15th to 135 months or 11 and a quarter years in prison. For conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine, he was ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release following his prison term and to pay $100 to the Special Assessment Crime Victims Fund. Willett had pled guilty to the offense on August the 4th of 2020. Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force opened an investigation into Willett and other co-conspirators for distributing methamphetamine in the Council Bluffs metro area back in 2019. On November 5th of that year, staff at a hotel in Omaha contacted law enforcement after one of their employees observed drugs in a room where Willett had been staying. Law enforcement searched the room and located methamphetamine, fentanyl, and marijuana. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health today, as of just before 7 a.m., said the number of Iowans hospitalized with COVID-19 were down from 644 on Wednesday to 625 today. Other hospitalization data show 127 COVID patients are in an intensive care unit compared to 139 yesterday. 106 people were admitted to hospitals across the state compared to 113 on Wednesday, and 70 were on a ventilator. Western Iowa and Southwest Iowa hospitals, that's RMCC Region 4, report 43 hospitalized, one more than the previous day. 14 are in ICU, one less than the previous day. 7 people were admitted compared to 5 on Wednesday, and 7 are on a ventilator. As of today, there are a total of 272,441 confirmed positive cases of the virus statewide since the outbreak began, with an additional 1,422 cases confirmed since 10 a.m. Wednesday through just before 7 a.m. today. Iowa's average reported positivity rate is 12.4% over the last 14 days. On Wednesday, the IDPH said another 15 people had died from the coronavirus and there were nearly 2,000 confirmed infections. The State Department of Public Health said there were 15 additional deaths, raising the death toll to 3,668. I will get an update on their data later on this morning at around 10 a.m. And you can take a look at the current positive numbers by county in the KJAN listening area, the number of new cases, if any, since 10 a.m. Wednesday, and the total number of deaths in each county to date on our news page at KJAN.com. Well, despite pleas from state officials to stay home for the holidays, airports in Iowa and across the country are filling up as Christmas Day nears. Kyle Potter, executive director of the ThriftyTraveler.com, says while Iowa doesn't have any restrictions for people traveling into or out of the state, if you're planning to fly to another part of the country, it's best that you do your research before you leave.
Be it quarantines, mandatory or recommended, there are a handful of states, including Alaska and Hawaii, that have testing requirements, so you need to take a test no more than 72 hours before you depart.
In the funeral announcements, Andrew Andy Jacob Redenbaugh, age 26, of Shelby, died Sunday in an accident on I-80. The family of Andy Redenbaugh will greet friends on Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dayton Simpson, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Private funeral and Masonic services for Dayton Simpson will be held at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Arlene Gustafson, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Arlene Gustafson will be held on January 23rd at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. OD Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Ramona Kovig, age 91, of Atlantic, died December 17th at the Heritage House. A private committal service for Ramona Kovig will take place at the Grant Cemetery in Grant at a later date. Auchenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jeffrey Feltner, age 54, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Jeffrey Feltner are currently pending with the Auchenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bonnie Sherman, age 71, of Adair, died Tuesday at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. Arrangements for Bonnie Sherman are pending with the Auchenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Jean McCaslin, age 91, of Greenfield, died Saturday in Kansas. Funeral services for Jean McCaslin are pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news on KJN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.